Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino. What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance. Helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM. Let's create.
Ladies and gentlemen, you want experience during your football season? Well, buckle up, sweet cheeks.
That's all we need.
We've got all the experience in the world. This is I Want Your Flex with Dan Beyer and Mike Harmon. Mike and Dan break down everything you need to set your lineups. From position rankings to starts and sits, the guys help you make those hard decisions. And now, let's get your flex on. Here's Dan Beyer and Mike Harmon.
Welcome in another edition of the I Want Your Flex podcast, the holiday slash championship week edition of the podcast. We're excited to be with you. Means you're playing for heavy stakes or maybe just looking to play spoiler. Maybe you've got a league toilet bowl where you can get your entry fee back. Whatever the case may be, however you're listening, thanks for spending a few minutes with us here during your holidays travels on the highways and byways of life. Mike Harmon alongside Ryan Bershinger, our executive producer, contributor, our compatriot here on the I Want Your Flex podcast. Find him on Twitter at Ryan Bershinger. He's doing nothing but sending flowers to the Dodgers for their offseason work, but he's already got his eye on October. It's really a fickle hand of fate, and, you know, he got what he wanted for Christmas. Now it's what happens in the new year. How you doing, Bersh?
Oh, great. It's been wonderful. It's very excited. Never been more excited for a baseball season, but it is still 2023, so I still have to sit on my hands for just a bit. Hopefully some fantasy winnings come my way. I'm not in any championship games per se. You and I are in the final four of our guillotine.
Mine's fading miserably. Yeah. I got nothing out of my squad in week two of the playoffs. But the guillotine leagues, while we're at it, Bursch, you know, for folks, because we are evangelists for this style of league for a couple of reasons. One, it gets you through the final week of the season. We always try to figure out ways to use that pesky week 18.
Yep.
But also just the idea of, you know, the guillotine league survive in advance and glom on to superstars as they become available, to where you get, you know, the paralysis by analysis, because now you're dealing with all superstars all the time. There is no obvious benching, and it becomes that much more maddening.
Yeah, and we'll definitely next week, this will be a very interesting conversation to have, looking at week 18, especially this is the one scenario where I like playing in week 18. Typically, I would stay away from playing fantasy leagues that go until week 18. But when you have this cumulative over the last 4 weeks, then it's totally fine to include that week 18, because it also adds an extra element of a bit of a wild card in that last week when you have this accumulation of those 3 weeks prior. where suddenly, like, you could be down by 50 going into the last week, but let's say, I don't know, Mike Lingard, like, that his, you know, he's got Christian McCaffrey and CeeDee Lamb and Amon-Ra St. Brown, and what if some of these guys you come into the game thinking they're going to start, and then maybe they only play the first drive?
Yeah.
It could get really interesting, and it would hopefully, for somebody like me who is 50 points behind Mike, but in second place, so in that striking distance, hopefully things can fall our way, and we get some wild results there in that last week.
Well, like, even though, as we saw last week, you know, I'm playing for a title in one of the industry leagues that I'm in to kind of bridge these things together, and you see how quickly it changes, right? If you had Amari Cooper starting, boom. I saw a guy who had a roster with Amari Cooper, Amon-Ra St. Brown. I forget who the third wide receiver was, but it was essentially 95 points out of three guys. Oof. Before any of his other players had even touched the field. You know, one of those kind of circumstances whereby you're like, all right, you ain't winning that matchup, and you move on. I ended up surviving in a league by 1.6 points.
There we go. All right.
1.6 points. Nice. I thought I was done. I thought I was finished. Lamar Jackson didn't think I was going to get over the hump, but I just enough to get over. So we'll play for some title games. And, you know, I'd be remiss, you know, as we look ahead at week 17 in earnest, Bursch, you know, we've lamented a lot the quarterback position and all the different starters, right? Hall is now going to make a start for the Vikings, yeah, and we'll get to him in a minute. But we're talking 58, 59 guys. The fact that we have a Week 17 matchup that features Tua Tagovailoa versus Lamar Jackson. I did my radio spot that I've been doing for years in Baltimore, and I said, I feel like we all need to give up an offering to the fantasy gods that those two guys are still healthy and playing in Week 17. Because if you were to put a short list of guys based on track record of where you'd be looking at the second options and trying to figure out who was making the most of Tyreek Hill or Mark Andrews, now Isaiah Likely or, you know, Zay Flowers or whatever in Miami and Baltimore respectively, I think we've all would have expected somewhere along the line you would have had to, you know, find some other options. Yet here we are, Week 17, huge game for so many reasons.
Yes, and I'm sure we're going to be mentioning many pieces of that game across the board today because, like you're saying, yeah, this is a game that's probably going to be rather physical and rather intense, and the matchup is terrible for Miami from a fantasy perspective. Like, Tua is not really a QB1 this week simply because of the matchup, and that's scary. And you're probably not in a championship game with Tua as your quarterback, but let's say that you are. There are some options that, and especially there's some deeper plays where you're like scratching your head going, man, do I really want to play Gardner Minshew over Tua?
Yes.
Yeah.
The answer is yes, yeah, probably. Yeah. But the reality is that's where we're at. Mm-hmm. At the quarterback position, some of your usual suspects aren't there. And just coming out of that game, historically, it's the after effect of playing the 49ers. Well, the 49ers were on the receiving end of the bludgeoning last week, so I don't think that carries over for Baltimore. But let's get discussing. Let's get into the top fives, and obviously call me on my ish as you need to as we go through. Mike Harmon, Ryan Bershinger with you, the iWatcher Flex podcast.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express.
Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Good sleep should come naturally. And with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values. Premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, let's start at the quarterback position. Quick and dirty, five guys. Jalen Hurts going up against Arizona, six most fantasy points against. Look, passing game's got its issues. We're well recognized that. They've been on national TV time and time again, so we all recognize that. But, you know, inside the five, DeAndre Swift seems to have an invisible barrier most of the time to getting to the end zone, which means Jalen Hurts comes in and cleans it up. I think I saw the stat. He's got 15 rushing touchdowns, a total of 39. Rushing yards on those plays. That's all it takes. Lamar Jackson going against Miami. Middling defense against fantasy quarterbacks. This is one where I think a couple of plays with his legs, maybe a touchdown run, put him over. But the over-under for this game is sitting at a robust 47, one of the highest for this week's slate, so we hang a star on it there. Dak going up against Detroit, seventh most fantasy points allowed at nearly 20 per. We know CeeDee Lamb, we know the usual suspects, and this is a home game, so that means Brandon Cooks, who we saw last week, we saw him, that maybe he shows up at home as well. I'm going to go with Brock Purdy in the four spot, saying the stinger won't keep him out. This is where I would normally do my Sting from Wrestling Fame scream or Sting from the Police Synchronicity 2, but it's the holidays. I've been talking a lot, which means my throat ain't about to get there. But Washington tied for the worst mark against quarterbacks this year, giving up 21 fantasy points per game. And then finally, a little bit of a price shot. We're going to go Matthew Stafford going up against the New York Football Giants. Still meaningful football to be played for the Rams. Kyren Williams as a runner receiver has been fantastic. And obviously Cooper Kupp finally full and back to form alongside Nacua. There's some good things happening there with the Rams. An opportunity here on the road against the Giants.
Yeah, all excellent plays. I would fully anticipate Brock Purdy to return to form this week. And I as we had mentioned, like, there, you're probably not in a championship game if you started Brock Purdy because of how poorly last week went for
Tip
you.
Tip ball drill did not go your way.
No, not at all. But if you're looking at daily fantasy shots, if you're looking to have some fun in your third or fifth place game or what have you, Purdy is a fantastic play because that Commanders defense just kind of sits down on the field and just watches people. They blew this gigantic lead to the Jets. Like, it's, and that's, you know, that was Trevor Siemian. So, yeah, that's Brock Purdy, excellent play. And all your Niners, really, excellent plays this week.
Yeah, I think we get back into good graces. That was a game that just went sideways fast, and there was no recovering. All right, from the running back position to that end, let's start with McCaffrey. Normally we pencil him out. This week we'll just play it straight with our top five. Fifth most fantasy points allowed to running backs through the air opportunity, no question about it. Washington gives up the 10th most receptions per game to running backs across the league, and look, in PPR leagues, we're looking to find gold wherever we can. James Cook going up against New England as as good as the defense is, right? They're a middle of the road against running backs, but they've allowed 83 receptions. He wasn't involved in the passing game a week ago. I expect that to get rectified. Kyren Williams, the aforementioned, going up against the Giants. They've given up the eighth most fantasy points per game to opposing running backs. Kyren Williams on the short list of fantasy MVP candidates since we spent so much hot air talking about the other. Rashad White, you know my infatuation with him. Going up against New Orleans, a little bit of a counterintuitive play here. He's been active in the passing game, so I expect to see some work there. Saints, for all of their effectiveness, 10th best against running backs for the year. They've given up the third most receptions, so look for him to get involved and to make some plays. And finally, a guy, I don't know that we've had him as a top five play this year, Bursch, but Jahmyr Gibbs going up against Dallas, back-to-back third place finishes. He's got six games with at least 20 fantasy points in his last nine starts.
Yeah, I am seeing a lot of Jahmyr Gibbs on championship rosters.
Did you see the Matt McCaffrey stat? Not to interrupt.
No,
but
no, go for it.
58%. 58%. Unbelievable.
That warrants a larger conversation of just the fact that, like, most years I feel like the draft is – obviously the draft is always super important and indicative for your success – but I never feel like I absolutely need the number one overall pick going into the draft every year because I feel confident in my drafting abilities. And, you know, if you're later in the first round, you get a higher second round pick and you could have two basically first rounders there. But this was a year where you desperately wanted that number one overall pick. And it really showed the absolute importance of having that number one overall pick, because if you're able to get somebody who everyone's confident is going to lead people to fantasy stardom, and sure enough, he does. Christian McCaffrey. I know prior to the season, I was saying if I had the one, I would have taken Justin Jefferson, which looked good for a little bit. There were people too. Remember, there was a late surge draft season where Ja'Marr Chase was going number one in a lot of drafts.
Yeah,
and that's pretty wild to think about now. But yeah, I mean, because I pulled up the rushing leaders because I wanted to mention how, you know, James Cook, surprisingly, and it doesn't feel like it. I know he's had some really strong games the last few weeks, but he's one of four running backs in the league with over 1,000 rushing yards this season.
Yeah,
which is, you know, Raheem Mostert is fourth, Kyren Williams, of course, is second, and that's with him missing, you know, four or five games, and then Christian McCaffrey's blowing everyone away. He's at 1395. Kyren's in second at 1057. It's just astonishing what Christian McCaffrey has done this year. It just shows the significance of having that number one overall pick, and it's going to make people want to have that number one overall pick even more next season.
Well, I feel good because I argued up and down for McCaffrey.
Yes,
hated myself for it. In that best ball league where I got him, I am 3 points off the third place where I've been playing without a tight end or kicker because of injuries and ineffectiveness for the better part of 2 months. All right. Wide receiver top five as we roll through. CeeDee Lamb going up against Detroit. We've talked about the susceptibility of that defense in the passing game to give up big plays. Dak at home, big spot. A.J. Brown going up against Arizona, middle of the road against the pack. But you saw that connection second half with A.J. Brown in week 16. Expect more of the same. Debo Samuel versus Washington, second most fantasy points allowed. We're beating up on the Commanders, as well we should, as they ride out the string and all the inner turmoil and workings start getting exposed once again. As people wonder, what happens? Will we see the Chiefs bring back Bieniemy? How about that? Crazy, right? Amon-Ra St. Brown, that's a story for another day. Going up against Dallas, sixth best against wideouts, but you can't stop the short intermediate routes, the PPR opportunity for Amon-Ra St. Brown. So we get him into the mix as our number four. And then my number five, I mean, there's three guys that I had on the list. You talk about Jefferson, who was the number one overall pick to some degree. There's no Jair Alexander. He was sent home for trying to be the captain. So one of the members of that secondary, the beleaguered Green Bay secondary, out. Or you got Tyreek Hill, his tag team partner not going to play against Baltimore. But I go with option C, Rashee Rice going up against Cincinnati, ninth most fantasy points allowed per game. I don't have full faith in the Chiefs offense, and who can? We'll talk about them a little bit more here as we go, Bersh. But there's my five, CeeDee Lamb, A.J. Brown, Deebo Samuel, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and of course, Rashee Rice.
That Jair Alexander story is just so...
It's crazy. So what the hell else was going on behind the scenes is what I want to know. Yeah. I mean, you're a Packers guy. I mean, you see that story and then you see him smiling and talking about it like, yeah, I just went out there.
Yeah. I saw the suspension. I saw the story. And I the whole time I'm just like, is this as stupid as it seems? Like, and it kind of is. Like, it's just, yeah, no. It's just, what's going on here? What caused this to happen? Anyway, yeah. But that, but the interesting point there about Jefferson is like you hear that and you can upgrade Justin Jefferson, and then suddenly Jaren Hall is going to throw him the ball, and you're like, yep. Dang it. All right. Well, I mean, Jefferson obviously is still a great play. And if you're in the championship game, you're playing Justin Jefferson. But sure. I would have absolutely felt better had Nick Mullins been given another go this week, because last week it was just run back and just throw it far, Nick. And sure, there were a couple interceptions there, but there was also a whole lot of yards. So I don't know. I don't know what Jaren Hall exactly is going to bring to the table.
Hopefully more of the same.
Yeah.
Because we got a ninja that we need to go shopping for here in a little bit. But because that's the other thing, is not only you change out the quarterback, that receiving core looks a hell of a lot different for week 17 than it did for week 16. They're just going and applying bandages where they can.
Oh, absolutely. So, let's get to those hot plays, cold sores, and ninjas on the other side, shall we?
Shall we? Yeah, we continue. I Want Your Flex at Ryan Bershinger. Check out the Swing Shift podcast as well. We've got so much more planned for 2024. Bersh and I are going to scream ourselves hoarse. Find me over at Swollen Dome. We'll be back with those hot plays, cold sores, and ninjas, and not to mention a couple of streaming Ds as we continue week 17. I Want Your Flex.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Good sleep should come naturally. And with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values. Premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We continue. I Want Your Flex Championship Week Edition. Hopefully you're having a wonderful holiday experience. Maybe Santa gives you the late gift of a championship and the winnings that come with it. If nothing else, the bragging rights that you hold over friend and family for the rest of the year. Mike Harmon, Ryan Bershinger with you here. We've already done the top fives, Bersh, so let's get into it. The hot plays, cold sores, and ninjas for Week 17 heading into your streaming defenses to try to bring it on home. The hot plays for the week. We start with Baker Mayfield. He's on everybody's lips as we try to figure out quarterback rotations for 2024. Give him a long-term deal. Suddenly everybody loves him. It's something we've been talking about on the podcast for a long time, even with some of the struggles sometimes disappearing from Rashad White, who's become a fantasy darling here of late in the passing game. And Mike Evans has been fantastic. We know the battles that he has with the New Orleans secondary. So let's see if we get a little bit more of that. But maybe some Baker magic trying to win a division and get to the playoffs outright. As we record this on Thursday, everything's trending for C.J. Stroud to get back onto the field, which means we get excited about the potential of that offense going up against the Tennessee defense. So we put a pin in it, and that's a daily fantasy play, right? Little risk, little, you know, high reward kind of situation for fantasy titles. I might still back off a little bit unless I'm looking at the matchup and it's projecting really bad things because of my quarterback position, then maybe I roll the dice there. But we put him out here just because he is trending towards playing, and that means make some of these other fantasy options viable as well. Austin Eckler, haven't been able to go and roll his name up too often here. Going up against Denver. Denver has given up 113 receptions to running backs this year. Chargers, you know, they are still playing with pride. And for Eckler in particular, if you listen to the home broadcast, our guys, 98.7 here in Los Angeles, where we broadcast from, Matt Money Smith, Daniel Jeremiah, they did a lot of talking about Eckler's contract incentives and every effort that will be made to help him hit those, and certainly his own effort and intestinal fortitude. Here's one with a little bit of a question mark to it, because this could go well. It could go terribly. Saquon Barkley going up against the Rams. In his last five games, he's got three top 10 games, and he's got two games outside of the top 40. Going up against the Rams, second best against running backs, but it is a home date, possible sloppy track, all of those things come together. Wide receiver circle back to Nico Collins with that potential reinsertion of C.J. Stroud. You know, they're becoming one of the dynamic duos. Guys, we've talked about my investment in Nico Collins before the year paying off nicely in the best ball league and others. Cooper Kupp, we've talked about him a bit. No need to belabor the point here. And then finally, a guy from your squad, Bersh, that we've dragged him much of the year because ineffectiveness and unavailability. And that's Aaron Jones going up against Minnesota. Opportunity here maybe to build on a nice Week 16.
Yes, I like the Aaron Jones play there. He just had a great week against the Panthers, and that offense is moving well when he's running the ball well. So definitely a great play with Jones. I think I like Saquon a lot this week. I know there are people who are scared because the Rams have been especially stout to running backs over the last few weeks. But as you're pointing out, when it's with Saquon, it's either a really poor performance or an excellent one. And he's coming off of that great performance against the Eagles, which is not an easy team to have a great performance against on the ground. Also with Tyrod Taylor back at quarterback, I feel like there's a little bit more of a reliance there with working with Saquon, both in the run game and in the passing game. So I like Saquon a lot this week, and I'm definitely hoping that he comes through.
I think for daily fantasy purposes, you'll get him at a little bit of a discount based on the algorithms. So something to look for as you go through. Cold sores for the week. We talked about going big game hunting, and we do it at the quarterback position. You referenced it very early on as we were talking about Tua versus Lamar, that he'd be outside of your top 12. Sure as hell is for me. Third best going up against quarterbacks, Jalen Waddle with the high ankle sprain, unlikely to go. Doesn't mean we don't have a potential ninja to throw up on the radar for your daily plays and maybe the long shot WR3 category. But for Tua, it's a no-fly zone. Based on what Baltimore was able to do, getting after Purdy against a really good offensive line a week ago, I know we saw Williams leave that game after a while, but the damage had been done. Going against Miami with all the injuries they've had, Tua is going to be practicing that little cart roll thing that he's been doing to learn to stay out of harm's way. He's going to have to exercise that a lot against that Baltimore front. How about Patrick Mahomes? I'm not trusting him championship week. And that's tough to say, right? Through 16 weeks, you've probably had the highs, lows. Maybe you've benched him once or twice along the way. He's got one top 10 finish burst in his last seven games.
Jeez.
One in his last. And look, would it shock me if he went out and put up a 35-point performance? No. I did have Rashee Rice as a top five, and we know Kelce, even with the drops and issues, is still, you know, a top seven tight end at worst. But opportunity here to be seeking a second option. And think about it, winning a fantasy title with Mahomes on your bench. Oddness in 2023. Kenneth Walker III going up against Pittsburgh. I like Walker III. You know, he's still probably going to be at the back end of your RB2s, but a little difficult sledding here going up against Pittsburgh, team that still has, you know, their hopes towards some kind of chaos in all of this, especially the old Mike Tomlin record thing. DeAndre Swift, why? Because he doesn't get any calls inside the red zone. He did get that elusive touchdown in Week 16. Finished 14th amongst running backs, 28th or worse in the 4 weeks before that. Can't do it. No. Can't get on board it. Stephon Diggs going up against New England. Again, a guy that you're going to be reticent to sit. He's got one top 40 performance in the last 6 weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
Ugh. Right? And Gabe Davis, same thing. It's like, ah, there he was. He popped up. I can't do it again. And DeAndre Hopkins, that monster game that he had where he was top five, seems like so, so long ago. Last matchup against Houston, two catches out of nine targets for 21 yards. Nope. Back-to-back bad weeks. We thought there was some feel-good going on there. No chance.
Yeah, I was actually like toying with the idea. I was looking at Hopkins on my bench and I was thinking like, do I want to buy into the well, he's returning to Houston, so maybe he's going to go off.
And so I
and I'm like, yeah, he did have nine targets in that game. But no, the reality is that, yeah, ever since he had those first couple strong games with Will Levis, it's really been not much for Hopkins at all. And I've got, you know, I've got Nico Collins as somebody I can roll with instead. I'm definitely going to jump on that, especially with Stroud coming back into that game. So, yeah, and Stephon Diggs, my goodness.
How hard is that, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because you had a lot of opportunity and you had some big games, and then obviously change at the OC, so you're using the run game more. And look, he made a catch in that game in Week 16, one of those, hey, you'd put that on the highlight reel.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it happened, you know, at the 35-yard line or whatever, but it extended a drive and you keep moving. But it's just the kind of thing where opportunities, you know, for the big play and the glory touches at the in the red zone haven't been there, especially when you got Allen taking so many of them himself on the ground, right? We're into double-digit touchdowns, 40 overall for the year. But, yeah, for Diggs, great expectations. He'll be on the what the hell happened list that we compile as we finish the year, because there's certainly a few guys where it's like, it looked great. And on a per-game basis, you had spots here, here, and here. Mm-hmm. But the overall chart is ugly.
Yeah, when we, as we were talking about earlier with McCaffrey, when we take a look back at the way the first round went this year, and if you were at the back end of the first round, you probably ended up with somebody like Stephon Diggs or Tony Pollard, or
Tony Pollard.
You know,
oh, you just angered a bunch of people right now.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm sorry. I wanted Pollard in one of my drafts, but I went with Cooper Kupp was a first round pick for me, and you know, I ended up having to trade him midseason because I had no running backs on that team except for Kyren Williams. But then when Kyren Williams was gone, there was a week where I started Kenneth Gainwell and who's that guy on the Saints?
Well, I don't know. They've gone through a number of guys behind Kamara through the year.
Rookie Kendre Miller. I rolled out Kendre Miller. I started Elijah Mitchell in a week where he had negative 2 yards. Like, it was.
I remember that week.
Yep.
I watched you pace.
Yeah.
There you go.
Tough time.
No, tough times. But here we are, week 17, finishing strong. We got the ninja list here for you. How about James Conner going up against Philadelphia? Opportunity, not only as the bulldozer that he is, but catching the ball out of the backfield. And we certainly have watched Philadelphia's defense be carved at different points. Does that happen with Philly? Their coach certainly has some motivations to say, hey, I was kind of good. And I can show you I was good once again. Zamir White, we put him on here. Jacobs is trending towards playing as we sit here on Thursday recording this. But an opportunity against Indianapolis. Back-to-back top 12 finishes for White. So a situation to keep your eye on. Also, just from a workload standpoint, even if Jacobs is back, still think you might see double-digit touches from Zamir White, giving you a little bit of an opportunity as a flyer. Quarterback position, you know how I feel about Derek Carr. But here we are with an opportunity against Tampa Bay. This is one of the more interesting games, I think, for the week. He's got back-to-back top 10 finishes. Rashid Shaheed, a guy we put up on the radar, put a pin in that one for you. And certainly opportunity. Jared Stidham, we could do 3 hours on all of the fun stuff going on in Denver with contracts and a lot of the stuff that we broke down during the year of trying to convince people that maybe there'd be a tweak to help Jerry Jeudy. Well, it never came, but it's nice to see people pinpoint the stuff we pointed out in week 6, 7, 8, etc. come to bear, that even though things might have cosmetically looked pretty good in Russell's stat sheets and the overall box score, that there were some problems. Well, now add the contract stuff, you got some issues. Going up against Chargers D, did they have their, big hurrah in week 16? Can they have the same defensive effort for another role? I'm not so fast. I think with Stidham, they'll be able to roll some stuff out, because if nothing else, Sean Payton wants to show you what a genius he is. I don't mean that necessarily as derisively and derogatorily as it may sound. No, I do. Jackson Smith and Jigba going up against Pittsburgh. Secondary still banged up. A lot of injuries there. Opportunity here. We've seen his share rise. And then we talked about that Minnesota game. I don't know what to expect with Hall, but KJ Osborne has an opportunity here, right? 8 for 99 in the first matchup with Green Bay. Last week, 5 catches, 95 yards, and a score. Jordan Addison probably not going to be able to go, and we know TJ Hawkinson's out, which means there's a share of catches to be had. Why not a little bit of KJ Osborne? And then last, because we love veterans and then some guys we've really never heard of. Adam Thielen going up against Jacksonville. They've been sieve-like defensively. Opportunity for Thielen to pile up some more numbers to make the season look better, at least for him. And then Robbie Chosen. Again, daily fantasy opportunities here, Bursch. When we look at guys that step up, next man up kind of thing, Jalen Waddle, probably not going to go with the high ankle. Tyreek Hill, you might as well go box and one, old college basketball style, and let someone else try to beat you if you're the Baltimore defense.
It would truly be phenomenal if Robbie Chosen becomes a hero on Championship Week in fantasy football. That would be awesome.
Shocking.
That would be so good. And yes, I like the KJ Osborne play a lot, because are we really thinking that TJ Hawkinson's targets are just going to go to Josh Oliver? I think those are going to Osborne, especially with Addison banged up. So I think that there's a great play there and great opportunity.
Well, so there's the ninjas. All right, Bursch, it's winning time.
Yep.
We've seen a lot of guys. I mean, it's not quite college bowl season with opt-outs and stuff, but let's face it, the injury lists are a mile long. A lot of strange bedfellows. The quarterback position battered and beaten here. Got a couple of defenses that we can throw up from the waiver wire to find us some fantasy glory.
You know what's tough is this week it is not a great week for those who stream. And this is why if you subscribe fully to the waiver or to the streaming defense theory, when you get to the postseason, you have to plan a couple weeks ahead. And you got to carry that second defense, because you get to a situation like this where you're looking at the waiver wire and the options are not awesome. Overall, look, if a team like the Colts or the Rams or the Jaguars is available to you, then take that. They've all got advantageous matchups, Colts with the Raiders, the Rams with the Giants, the Jaguars with the Panthers. But in the leagues that I'm in, I don't see any of them available. The teams that I'm seeing more available is a team like the Seahawks against the Steelers. Yes, I know I faded Mason Rudolph last week and it did not work. But I still want to fade him. So
sure, I know. Well, I mean, it was Christmas week. If Rudolph yes. can't deliver,
exactly.
Christmas Eve. when's it gonna happen?
Yeah. I know some people like the Falcons as an option against Chicago. I'm not crazy about that. Just because I'm not super high on the Falcons defense as a unit, and I still think that Justin Fields could put up points against them. But there's an option there. And I know you had just mentioned Jarrett Stidham, and if we were looking really deep here and you don't have many options whatsoever at all, I don't hate the Chargers this week as a stream simply because we don't know what we're going to get with that yeah. Broncos offense. And they do appear to be playing motivated. You know, a Giff Smith comes in and says, if it looks like for a second you're not trying, I'm going to pull you off the field. I don't care who you are. That seemed to work for their defense last week. And I think it's fair to make a bet that it could happen again. It's not a play that I love by any means, but it is a play that I think that if you are desperate and you need to take a shot here, I think there's some value in that.
Fantastic stuff. At Ryan Bershiger, where you find him on Twitter. Find me over at Swollen Dome. This has been the I Want Your Flex Holiday Championship Week experience. Good luck to all of you out there. Can't wait to hear your tales of victory or woe. We'll be back for Week 18. Good luck this weekend.
Oh, you too, Mike. You too, Mike. You can get close to me in guillotine, but not fully.
Oh, no, I'm done. I'm done, buddy. I mean, it's not even close, Bersh. Bersh, I mean, look, you're chasing down Lingard.
Yeah.
If I can get myself just to the third slot at this point, it would be an accomplishment.
It would. It would.
I could just get my entry fee back.
Yes.
That would be a very big win for this guy here. Because, yes. I mean, look. That I, you know, make no excuses for it. I couldn't make the draft. It was auto picked.
Yeah.
So the fact that I'm still alive after wheeling and dealing and wasting 400 of my fictional dollars on Justin Herbert, I'm feeling pretty good. Oh, and another 100 on Patrick Mahomes. Two guys I would never start, even if Herbert were still playing. So there you go. The foibles, the good, the bad, the ugly of fantasy 2023. Bersh, good luck in that matchup. I hope you can chase down Lingard. If nothing else, we can get him to tape a rant once that happens.
Yeah.
But you know what? We have another week plus. We've got two more weekends of football before that happens.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, let's hope it doesn't. I don't.
Well, let's celebrate all of them. We got 32 yes. left yes. as we record this. Obviously, by the time you hear it, the Browns and the Jets will be in the books, leaving us with just 31 glorious games left on this regular season schedule. Because you think I'm kidding? You're going to be watching, you know, the Wizards take on the Pistons before long, and then you'll be wishing it that you had the Browns and the Jets to watch on a Thursday night.
No, seriously. Yeah. 100%.
Exactly. Celebrate them all. Happy holidays all. Happy New Year. And we'll see you back for Week 18 of I Want Your Flex.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.